Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're talking about a job that pays you to do nothing.
What is that job?
Line sitting.
Okay.
So Elsie, did you ever sit or stand in line for a really long time for something?
No, never. When I stand in line, I just walk away.
Oh my gosh, so even if it's like a line for a ride at Disneyland or something like that?
That doesn't attract me. I just go to another ride and come back for this one.
Okay, well, fair enough. You're probably the person who likes to buy the fast pass, huh?
Yes, always.
Okay.
What about you?
I remember there was one time I stood in line for about 3 hours for a concert in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And it was February, and in my hometown in February, it's really, really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a coat. And I almost froze, like I almost, you know, got sick from being so cold. So I had to go inside somewhere and get some warm water to stay warm. Because the artist was late and they didn't know how long it would take them to set up.
So you were there for 3 hours and didn't have a coat.
Yeah, so I went inside, I got warm water, I warmed up, and I came back and the line still didn't move.
Didn't move at
all. Yeah, that's right.
So, oh, poor you.
Eventually the concert was worth it, but it was really hard to stand in that line.
Would you want somebody to do that for you?
Please!
Right?
If somebody could, I would pay them, definitely. So that's actually what our article is about today. So we're going to go straight there and find out more about this interesting job. Reading.
Line sitting. The job that pays you to do nothing. If you're looking for work, there's one well-paying job that requires no experience, line sitting. In fact, the only skill you need to be a good line sitter is patience. Some people are even paying their college tuition by doing it. Apps and websites are now being used to match up ticket buyers with those willing to wait in line for extra cash. The reason might seem obvious. Tickets for concerts and music festivals, for instance, go on sale early in the morning and sell out fast, so people sometimes start lining up the night before. They bring sleeping bags and pillows and doze off on a cold sidewalk while they wait. It's not pleasant. An app in the UK recently offered people 2,000 NT dollars to purchase tickets for the Glastonbury Festival, a gigantic 5-day music event. Big sales at popular stores are also chances to get rewarded for waiting. But surprisingly, apps are also being used to find line sitters at bakeries and movie theaters. As long as you don't mind feeling bored and sleeping among strangers in a line, this could be a perfect job for you.
So our article starts out today by saying, if you're looking for work, there's one well-paying job that requires no experience. Line sitting. Yeah, you could be a little kid and do this if you have enough patience.
Right.
And so, yeah, it requires no experience. Now, require here is a verb that means to need something or ask for something. It's like a more formal way of saying you need or demand something. Usually, we talk about requirements, which is the noun, for job postings or instructions for making things. Like, this cake requires eggs and batter and all sorts of other things. You need them in order to do this thing. So the adjective for this would be required. These are required ingredients or required qualities. So an example sentence for require as a verb, doing this job requires people to be on their feet for hours each day. So if you get easily tired, it might not be the best for you.
Right. Require 这个动词呢代表需要。那如果你正在找工作，有一份薪水好又不需要经验的工作供你选择，你要吗？ So what's this job? It's line sitting. Line sitting 尤其指的是在商店门口长期守候的排队行为哦，不是排一下子就可以咯，要排很久。那原来这个片语呢是 sit in line。另外呢我们在字尾加上 ER 表示执行该动作的人，这些同学们都知道的。所以呢，长时间排队的人，我们叫他们为 line sitter.
So if you want to be a line sitter, in fact, the only skill you need to be a good line sitter is patience, which Elsie doesn't have. Some people are even paying their college tuition by doing it. Wow, so they can actually make a lot of money.
Really?
Huh. Now, when we talk about having patience, this is a noun that means a quality of being patient. Now, patient would be the adjective here. It means you're able to stay calm and relax while you're waiting for something or dealing with something hard. Patience is important when you're waiting. If you don't have it, you are feeling impatient or you have impatience. Now, it's different from another word, patient, which is a hospital patient. That's a person who is seeing a doctor or getting medical treatment. If you're a person who's really good at waiting for things or really good at kind of seeing if things will happen later, you have patience. Now, here's an example sentence. The train is stopping for a short time so other people can get on. Thank you for your patience, everyone. So they're thanking people for waiting for a little bit.
我们在文章中看到的 patience, 它是名词代表耐心。那形容词的话呢，我们会把字尾的 ce 拿掉变成了 t, patient。那 patient 当形容词是有耐心的，当名词就是病人。那再来我们还看到一个片语是 in fact, 它代表事实上。那事实上呢，你唯一需要的技能就是耐心 ,which I don't have。再来我们还看到 college tuition。代表的是大学学费，所以有些人的大学学费呢是靠这样的工作来支付的。They pay their college tuition by doing this.
They must make a lot of money because college tuition costs a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, for sure. So the article says apps and websites are now being used to match up ticket buyers with those willing to wait in line for extra cash. Mm-hmm. So match up A with B, match up ticket buyers with people willing to wait in line. That means A, the ticket buyers are looking for something, and B, the line sitters might also be looking for something. The subject puts them together so they can help each other. The app does this in this case. Or there are apps that match up people for dates, or friends do that too. They often say, hey, I know this person, I think you might like them. Mm-hmm. Why don't I match you up?
So to match up A with B 代表的是将 A 与 B 做配对。那 apps and websites 也就是应用程式和网站被用来配对想要买票的人还愿意排队来赚钱的人。那我们文章中看到的 those 指的就是那些愿意做这份排队工作的人哦。But why don't people want to line up by themselves?
Well, as the article says, the reason might seem obvious.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. We've already said. But obvious here is exactly kind of what we're implying. Obvious is an adjective that means something is easy to see or easy to understand. It's very clear to the point where if someone tries to explain it to you, it'll seem kind of insulting or pointless. Mm-hmm. Like, if you try to explain to me why this is true, I'll be like, yeah, I know.You don't need to tell me why it's true. It's obvious. I know why already. This is different from this other word, oblivious, which means that you're not paying attention to anything happening around you. It's almost the opposite. Now, if you want to say obvious as an adverb, you just add that little ly and you get obviously. So obviously, I know the reason why people don't want to sit in lines for a long time. Here's an example sentence. It's obvious why Noah gave you flowers yesterday.He likes you.
Right, it's very obvious.
Duh.
形容词呢就是明显的。那找人代排的理由很明显。这边当然了，因为人们都不想要排队，不想要花自己的时间。People don't want to spend their own time doing that, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
The article says tickets for concerts and music festivals, for instance, go on sale early in the morning and sell out.Fast.
Right.
That's right. My girlfriend is actually right now trying to get tickets to Jolene Tsai's Kaohsiung concert.
I think sold out already.
I don't know if she got them. She would have told me if she did, so maybe she didn't. Oh, no. But anyway, so concert actually is our next vocab word. So concert is a, yeah, we're going to find out what that means.When we talk about a concert, this is a noun that means a show where a musician, a singer, a band, or an orchestra, or some other kind of music group or musician plays for a live audience, usually a large live audience. If your favorite band has a concert, their tickets for the concert to get into the place to see them might sell really fast. Now, not every musical event can be called a concert.DJs don't do concerts because they don't make their own music, they just play it. They do what's called a set. Now, concerts and sets that are by local musicians are called gigs. But concerts are usually bigger and it's the people doing their own music. So here's an example sentence. My favorite band is playing a concert in Taipei Arena next month. I have to get tickets and go watch the show. Now, a concert is one show, but a festival is kind of a different thing altogether. Oh. Yeah, so a festival is a several-day concert series with many different bands or DJs or musicians on different stages. Usually it's over like a whole weekend or maybe even a whole week with thousands of people camping there so they can go see all the shows.
Mm-hmm. 那我们刚刚听 Kat 解释的 concert, 它代表就是演唱会、音乐会或其他的音乐节庆。那这边在文章中还看到了一个片语是 for instance, 也就是 for example, 代表举例来说。所以举例来说呢，这些活动的票一大早就会开卖，而且很快的就会销售一空。So people cannot have enough time to buy the tickets.
Yeah, of course. They sell out within minutes, or even maybe a minute.So anyway, the article says, so people sometimes start lining up the night before, or surfing the internet the night before. Mm-hmm. Now, line up here means to get in line behind other people to wait for something. Lining up the night before would mean that you stay out all night outside the store or outside the ticket counter.
Mm-hmm. Line up, 这个片语代表排队。所以呢人们在前一晚就会开始排队了。So people are wait in line, but remember, don't cut the line.
Yeah, don't cut the line.
That's really bad. Mm. Okay, so it's very tiring. And what if I have work to do? And I don't have time to do it.
Well, so. Yeah, that's why you hire a line sitter. And what do they do? The article says they bring sleeping bags and pillows and doze off on a cold sidewalk while they wait.
doze off. 打瞌睡。他们会带睡袋、枕头然后在寒冷的人行道上面一边排队一边打瞌睡。Does that sound like what you experienced when you were waiting for that concert?
I did not doze off because I was way too cold to be tired. No, I was not. No, I was just the whole time.
Of course, it's not pleasant.
No, it's not pleasant. And pleasant here is an adjective that means happy, comfortable, easy to deal with.Not pleasant would be unpleasant, of course. Sleeping on a cold sidewalk with lots of noise and other people is hard to do. And wouldn't it be better to be in a soft bed in a warm, quiet room and, you know, be nice and cozy? That's very pleasant. So an example might be, I had a pleasant evening with my friends. We had a nice dinner and talked about what was happening in our lives.
Pleasant 这个形容词呢代表令人愉快的或是舒适的。那如果是相反字字首加上 un 变成 unpleasant 就可以了。
So the article goes on to say, an app in the UK recently offered people $2,000 to purchase tickets for the Glastonbury Festival, a gigantic five-day music event. Yeah, it's a legendary festival. So gigantic here is really, really big.Like a giant, it comes from the word giant, gigantic. Other words for this that are really fun to use, you got enormous, massive, immense, huge, those are all the same, or ginormous. This is kind of a newer word, it comes from gigantic and enormous put together.
Ginormous.
It's an ungraded adjective, it means you can't put very or pretty in front of it. You can't say, this is a pretty gigantic blah blah blah. You can only say it's absolutely or truly gigantic because it's an extreme adjective.
Right.
Now, an example sentence might be, I had a gigantic stack of pancakes for breakfast. It was as tall as my head.
Wow.
Woo! That's a lot of pancakes.
我们在文章中呢看到 purchase 这个动词是购买。那一个英国的 app 最近提供相当于新台币2000元的这个钱给排队的人来买这个巨大的 festival 的门票。那这个 festival 这个庆典呢它是一个 gigantic five-day music event。gigantic, 刚刚 Kat 提到是形容词巨大的。那这个庆典呢是一个大型的为期5天的音乐盛会。
Yeah, so gigantic music festivals and big sales. In fact, the article says big sales at popular stores are also chances to get rewarded for waiting.
所以商店呢有大促销的时候也是一个能用排队来赚钱的时机。这边我们看到 get rewarded 代表是得到奖赏就是得到你的钱。
Yeah, especially I know in the US, the day after Thanksgiving in November, we have Black Friday.
黑色星期五。
Yeah, and that's when every store has massive sales, enormous, gigantic sales, and people line up for hours all night to try and get in. Yeah. The article says, but surprisingly, apps are also being used to find line sitters at bakeries and movie theaters?
Why?
That's strange.
That's really surprising.
Yeah.
所以文章说呢，令人意外惊讶的是呢，这些应用程式也被用来寻找在面包店或者是电影院排队的人。
You wouldn't think
people are this lazy now.
I guess. I mean, either that or the movie, maybe it's a premiere night.
Maybe.
And the lines are
extremely
long.
What about the bakery?
I don't know. Maybe the bakeries are having a special deal. I know that there's a bakery next to one of my favorite restaurants that only opens like one day a week. And their
really?
Bread and their cakes are extremely popular.
So people line up to buy their bread and cakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the article says, as long as you don't mind feeling bored and sleeping among strangers in a line, this could be a perfect job for you.
Mm-hmm. As long as 这个片语呢代表只要，所以呢只要你不介意无聊或在陌生人旁边过夜，那这份工作呢可能会非常适合你。
So yeah, line sitting.
So are you interested in this job right now?
If I didn't have a job that I already enjoy, I actually think I might do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be tolerating that. As long as I have the right clothes, that's my thing.
I wouldn't do it.
Everybody's got their own thing. Anyway,
right.
That's the end of our article. So that means we're going to go to our For You chat.
For You chat.
Yeah, so our For You chat question today is, what do you think about this service? Would you ever pay someone to wait in line, or would you do it for others? Could you make a career from it?
I wouldn't do it for others.
Obviously.
I have no patience, like I said. But if I really like something or need something, I might pay someone to wait in line. But I haven't done it before.
Ah, so maybe you'll consider getting one of those apps now.
Yeah,
maybe.
And I'll check what they do on the app.
Yeah, exactly. So I think I could go either way. I would wait in line for somebody if the pay was really good, because I have somewhat patience, and I'm okay with entertaining myself just, you know, by myself for a few hours. And I'd also be willing to hire somebody to do it if I really couldn't tolerate the line. If it was like an overnight line, I might hire somebody, especially if it's helping out a student. I believe in that.
So you haven't done that before? You haven't hired anybody to line up for you?
I didn't know it was a thing until I read this article, honestly.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, consider whether maybe this would be a good job for you and it could help you to pay your tuition or buy something important to you. And it could also be a good opportunity to help somebody out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, enjoy sitting in line if you have to. Try to. And we will see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Line sitting, the job that pays you to do nothing. If you're looking for work, there's one well-paying job that requires no experience, line sitting. In fact, the only skill you need to be a good line sitter is patience. Some people are even paying their college tuition by doing it. Apps and websites are now being used to match up ticket buyers with those willing to wait in line for extra cash. The reason might seem obvious. Tickets for concerts and music festivals, for instance, go on sale early in the morning and sell out fast, so people sometimes start lining up the night before. They bring sleeping bags and pillows and doze off on a cold sidewalk while they wait. It's not pleasant. An app in the UK recently offered people $2,000 to purchase tickets for the Glastonbury Festival, a gigantic 5-day music event. Big sales at popular stores are also chances to get rewarded for waiting. But surprisingly, apps are also being used to find line sitters at bakeries and movie theaters. As long as you don't mind feeling bored and sleeping among strangers in a line, this could be a perfect job for you.
Vocabulary Review.
Require. Starting a new business requires a large amount of money and a lot of hard work. Patience. The mayor left quickly because he didn't have the patience to answer so many questions from reporters. Obvious. As the wind blew and the rain started to fall, it was obvious that a storm was arriving. Concert. My favorite singer is going to have a concert at Taipei Arena next month. Let's buy tickets. Pleasant. Kelly and Paul spent a pleasant day having a picnic under the trees in the park. Gigantic. I can't finish this gigantic plate of spaghetti by myself. Can I share it with you?
智慧小补帖
Tuition Purchase